slowly building on that. Soon enough, they're going to have what they call the Sonnet Network. And one of the most interesting things with any kind of a city agency, state agency, by the time we put it in, it's already outmoded and they're planning for the next generation. So it's never a wholesale change over to one system or the other. It's going to be gradual, there'll be an evolution, and between the switching systems and the signaling system, it takes so many billions of dollars to do all this work in the subway system that it's not done in a volcanic rush. It's done piece by piece, and we learn as we go along. Look at the Canarsie line, the L train. That was the first one that had CBTC, the communication-based train control. And they've learned a lot from that. They've learned all the hits, misses, and the pitfalls of it to the point where the next one's going to be the number 7 train going out to Shea Stadium. So piece by piece, we'll slowly go with fits and starts into the future. But there's always room for good people to come into transit there. Once again, this is the K2IRT radio network here. And we meet every Thursday from 8 to 9 o'clock. Even though it's at the 9 o'clock hour, I'll keep it going as long as anyone has any interest in it. Just give me a second here. Let's give it back to SGT, WD2SGT. It's his turn on the net, and then we'll just go through the list one more time. Peter, it's all yours.
WD2SGT, the 149.025 machine timed out. Just a real quick one. Dark Sky is a code ring to try to get the lights turned out. When I bought my property in New Jersey, it was pitch black. You couldn't see everything in the sky. Not anymore. So to see the lights. Highway, nursing home. On top of the mountain I'm on, Jenny Jump. Series of observatories built by Jersey amateur. I have a 60-millimeter contact tractor, which I don't like because I keep the diameter. Mirror. Along with a sort of pot. Someday I'll go open frame.
Hi, WD2SGT, SW82AXU. Well, the big thing, Peter, and for all of us, is we have to strike a balance. We have a saying in the 72 reaction group that the family comes first and everything else comes second. So we'll do our family obligation. And then definitely we have to take care of ourselves. And if we find the joy in the ham radio, as most of us do, we'll sit down and have a great rag chew and keep on going. But anytime there's anything going with the family or there's anything other than ham radio, turn that little knob off, turn the radio off, and go out and do something else and enjoy it. That's the most important thing. You have to go and enjoy it. All right, Peter, let me go through the top of the list again, see if Dennis has anything to say at the 9 o'clock hour, and then we'll put a ribbon on the K2IRT for the week. And 2KIN, Dennis, it's all yours. Come on in.
And 2KIN, just wrapping up dinner here. So, nothing much to say, but 73 to everyone, and have a good evening. I think I'll see you guys next week. I believe that's the face-to-face meeting as of now. So, 73 guys, and good night. This is Andrew K.I.N. out.
All right, Dennis, you have a great night, and we have to confirm with Wally if we are doing it next week. November 1st, day after Halloween. So if we do, I'm sure someone's going to be bringing in some extra Halloween candy for us to munch on. And we'll settle on it. If not this coming Thursday, it'll be the Thursday after. Because I know there's quite a few people there that may not be able to attend. Dennis, once again, thanks for being part of Amateur Radio's greatest transit group, K2IRT. With that, we'll go to Charlie, WB2YZX. Come on in, Charlie, it's all yours.
Okay, WA2AX, ZWB2YZX. Okay, and that's it for me. And it was interesting kind of tossing around astronomy a little bit. I think we have some ammunition for next time, maybe. And I've always been interested in it, but never really got into it seriously. I love to look at the NASA website. I love to see those pictures of the taken by the Hubble telescope and whatnot. It's really fascinating stuff. But I guess nothing beats just looking through a telescope and searching yourself. But for another time, I guess. Let me say goodnight to everybody. I'm going to pull the switch here. So WA2AXZWB2YZX is good night.
All right, Charlie. You have a great one there, and we'll be in contact. We keep sending emails back and forth, so again, if anyone's interested in contacting me, you can always get me on the ARRL site there, wa2axz@arrl.net. I should call up the ARRL and find out if they let us redirect the K2IRT to either myself or Wally. We'll look into that before the next meeting. Okay, Andy cleared, KF2WR. If you're listening, Andy, have a great night at the Power Control Center. And let's give it over to Sal, KC2PAC, for a final. Come on in, Sal. It's all yours.
Well, guys, it really was a pleasure participating in this net, my first net. I really enjoyed the discussions that we had, looking everywhere from the tracks to the control centers to the sky. And I hope that we'll feel the shunt for those who understand some of this stuff. But I'm going to continue to ride along with you guys, and I hope the next time the net will be even better than it was this time. And this one was certainly spectacular. All right, guys, KC2PAC, and I have been on the N2IRT net. Thank you. I'm clear. 73, one and all.
All right, Sal, great to have you on here. And for everybody's information, there's quite a few nets out there that we participate in. If you find the information on the email. Our other website is www.radchewers.net. Again, www.radchewers.net. And that's where we hold court on 40 meters from 9 to noon every day. On weekends, it's usually 8 to noon, sometimes beyond. And that's at 7272 on your radio dial. At nighttime, starting at 7 o'clock, from 7 to 9 o'clock, the 72 night watch kicks in on 7193. And on 7193, we're starting to get a lot of DX. We have a regular coming in from the Azores, Gary, over there in the Azores, Germany, France, England. And they join in the same type of discussions we have just like tonight. So we just go round and round the world. And of course, at 9 o'clock on 160 meters at 1.872, we have the 1721 group hosted by KC8QDJ. Got a good group of people out here, plenty of good talk, good ideas, so get a cup of coffee and grab the mic. Give the repeater a chance to time out. Next on our list is KC2QKS. Come on in and make one.
QKS here. I'll go by the name of Frank. It's been enjoyable to listen to you guys. Maybe just for the next meeting, we might think about what the expression once in a blue moon means. It was in the New York Times a little while back, since we're talking about the stars. And I might say that, you know, guys talked about the depot over in East New York got to be about 15 or 20 years ago. My wife was in the administrative branch over there. She worked for the guy named Angel Bowell.
I really enjoyed the tip tonight, so take care. KCQ2KS is going to say 73, and I'll catch you again next week. Hey Frank, it was great to hear from you there, and we have a great group of guys here, and we're talking to some of the guys on the K2IRT. Maybe this Christmas we'll open it up and we'll have a little Christmas holiday party. And all the regulars, UTA and not, will bring in and have a goodie and meet the gang there. Okay, we'll clear with Frank. Let's go up to Val, KV2, and see what's happening on his side of the world before he says 73. Come on in, Val.
Okay, thank you, Lobi. This is KV2VQ, Val, Victor Alpha Lima. And I don't know if you reiterated the fact that there'll be a ham fest out on Long Island. I think it's this coming Sunday, if I'm not correct. You can correct me there, Lobi. It was great hearing all the guys out there, the new people that joined in. It was great. The conversation was great. And look forward to either next week or the following week, one of the Thursdays, the one that we don't have the face-to-face. And you guys will have to excuse us when we step out that Thursday and look forward to coming back the next Thursday. This is KB2BEQ saying 73 to the K2RT bunch. And back over to you, Logan.
All right, Val. Great talking to you. I put the announcement out earlier, but this Sunday at 9 o'clock in Hicksville, Long Island, the Limark, the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club. All you have to do is get on Google and just Google Limark. They're having their annual ham fest get-together out in the town hall there. Been going there for the past couple of years, and a good group of people, a couple of manufacturers are down there. They're doing volunteer exams. And in general, get a chance to meet even some of the guys from 40 meters, the rad chewers go out there. So I'll be out there. All you have to do is look for a guy wearing a baseball cap. It could be red this year. Maybe it'll be a blue one with the 72 rad chew logo. Just come up and shake my hand, say hi, and we'll have a good time. Let's see. One more to go. Got Peter on the list here. Come on in, Peter. Let's make the 73s. How you doing?
I'm here too. W8 to CDL.
025 timed out. Stand by.
Okay.
All right, see back up. Go ahead, N2RW.
N2RW. Sorry about that. I still think I'm on HF. PDAC, SGT, you want to make a 73?
Good to be back. I know I'm going to have to get kind of set up in the house. Fun. I'm going to take a look there. What's the mistake? They're still buying stock. I didn't get my summer vacation, but if my railroad stops, I'm going to have a my mom's desk came up
anniversary. And I got an email from the Office of Emergency Management saying that I'm the monthly winner of Radio 2. So, get a chance. Go to Radio 2. Search NYC.gov. OEM Radio 2.
Alright, Dita. Well, it's always rough on the anniversaries, but as I told you earlier there, it takes time. It always takes time. Hey, it's great having you back on the K2IRCnet there. And, well, Cashier, you know what I do? I get on two meters occasionally. I don't know if you have the radio running in the background, but I give out calls from time to time. So if you happen to hear me the next time on 2 meters, could be any time because I'm all over the place there, you'll pick it up. With that, let's conclude with WB2CDC. That's WA2CDC. I can't even read my CDL. I've got to learn how to write this.
All right, fine business, WA2CDL. I just wanted to reiterate what you mentioned about Limark. I'm a Limark member, and I will be at the ham fair, so if people want to come over to my table, I'm the guy that does the tune-up clinic. Come get your radio checked out for free. So if anybody buys a radio and they want to check it before they buy it, hopefully before, they can come over to my table and I'll have my equipment set up and you can see if it works or not. And you'll know. And I'll be up on the podium. So you'll see me over there, and you've probably seen me before, because I've been doing this for Limark since the early 80s. A long time. It's amazing how many years just fly by. Okay, and regarding everything else with transit, I will keep you guys posted of what we're up to. We're running around in the field every day, various stations. And as I mentioned, we're doing the, right now I'm doing the radio communications system. I did work, in the past, I did work with Siemens, who worked on that L line that you were talking about, and know about that system. So, wanted to mention that. Good night to everybody. I'm going to leave this location. I'm sitting in a parking lot in my car. I'm going to leave and go back home and get ready for another day of work, which is tomorrow. And then looking forward to a nice, relaxing weekend. So, good night to all. If anybody has any questions, they can ask me. We'll be back to you, WA2CDL. Have a good night. We'll hopefully see you Sunday.
All right, Andy. WA2CDL, WA2AXE, and the K2IRC group. You know what I should do? I should bring this little daisy that I picked up and let you take a look through at this one. FT2400. It's a 2-meter mobile rig. And everything works on it except the main dial. The frequency up and down. Spin it all you want, doesn't go anywhere. I've done the reset, I've changed the memory battery and took a look inside, and I don't see anything out of the ordinary. But as long as I have the mic hooked up to it, I can go up and down, around and through, and that's what that means. Maybe you have the magic touch, or maybe that 3-pound sledgehammer again.
You could bring it over, and I could look at it and tell you, What's wrong with it or what's right with it? Anything you want.
Well, I can tell you what's right with it now. I've been on it for the past hour and you've heard me on the radio, so transmitting it's great, receiving it's great. I can go through all the frequencies as long as I use the keypad, the up and down, everything on the mic. that that one control, that one little spinning knob, that's one of those reluctor knobs that keeps the frequency up and down, that little thing won't work for you. Seems to be a common problem, because I talked to my friend out in Ohio the other day. He's got the A2FC2500, which is the same thing to me. Well, as long as it works. Okay, Andy, we'll catch you out there. You'll definitely see me. I'll have the 72 red shoe hat on. Oh, the red one. The red one stands out even better. So we'll catch you there. With that, we're going to put a lid on it for today. FWA2AAZ for the K2IRT radio group. Again, we meet here every Thursday about 8 o'clock until about 9 o'clock. Today we had a great group of guys check in today, and I'm appreciative we had such varied topics. And that's the fun about the K2IRT group and ham radio in general. We have a great time. With that, we're going to turn this back over to N2RW and thank him for the use of the radio, and Rich and the rest of the gang there. And I'm going to QSY to 160 meters, 72. So if you have 160 capability, we'll catch you on the gentleman's band. This is the K2IRT group. It's all yours.
Before you go, Lobi, I got a question. Where are you located and how much power are you transmitting with?
I'm in Marine Park. I'm on Flatbush Avenue and Avenue U. We're in that neck of the woods near Finish Plaza. Let me just see what I have to think set in. I thought I had to think set in low. Hold on. I had this on medium. This was on like 10 watts. If you want, I can kick it on high. I think it's 25 or 50 watts high.
Yeah, do that, and also let me know, what are you using for an antenna?
Alright, you got WA2AXZ. I maxed out the power. I am using a homebrew antenna in the window. I haven't had 5 seconds to even work on my own antenna farm, but this is a 2 meter 440 homebrew antenna made out of copper pipe and windings. It was made by K6K. Ernie, he's on the frequency.
Okay, I think you moved it near it. So I'm thinking of the right one. Okay. Because, I'm not sure if it's the system itself or your signal. I'm just noticing this. A lot of noise in the background. It sounds like a non-full quality signal, and I was just wondering if that was because you were transmitting on low power and not getting into wherever the receiver is for the system, or if the system itself. But there's a considerable amount of just white noise in the background, just to let you know.
All right, well, you know what else it may be, too? I've got my ICOM 756 Pro 2 running in the background. The power supply, the fan is on. I've got the Ameritron Linear on, and the fan is on. So I do have background noise in the shack here, good.
It doesn't actually sound like it's being picked up, the noise is being picked up by the microphone, but it could be. But it doesn't sound that. It sounds more like an RF level. But no problem. Just wanted to see what kind of level that you're transmitting from, with. And I'm in my driveway now. I don't know how you copy me. I'm only running about 100 milliwatts right now.
You're doing good. Where are you at on the island?
Yeah, I'm in West Hempstead.
All right. Well, my daughter lived in Belmore, and now she's moving to East Williston just to get closer to her job, so I'll be helping her move on Saturday. So, I've been familiar with Long Island. I lived out in Baldwin myself for about 20-some-odd years. back in Brooklyn, another long story. Look, well, we'll catch you up on the details when we do the face-to-face on Sunday. Okay, Andy.
Yeah, very good. I'll let you go. And I'm going to go myself. I'm in the driveway now. And no problem. And I'm originally from Merrick. So I know the area, and I used to hang out at Freeport Speedway. If you remember Freeport Speedway back in the 70s. Used to hang out over there. Missed that place a lot. 73, have a good night. It'll be great to see you.
Take care, Andy, and I know what you're talking about. Right now it just makes a nice shopping center, sad to say. Okay, guys, have a great one. I'm going to QSY to 160. Bye-bye. From WA2AXZ and the K2IRT group.